Hello again. Welcome to 6 Minute Grammar with me, Finn.
And me, Emma. Hello.
In today's programme, we're looking at two ways to talk about the future.
Let's start with some sample sentences. Rob. Hello, Rob.
Hello.
Can we have an example of a future arrangement, please?
Sure. Farid is meeting his cousin at the airport on Saturday.
Thanks, Rob. The sentence, Farid is meeting his cousin at the airport on Saturday, describes an arrangement made between two people to do a particular activity at a particular time.
Yes, and we can use present continuous. That's subject plus am, is or are, plus verb ing to talk about this type of future arrangement. Now, let's look at going to. We use going to with an infinitive verb to talk about future plans, things we intend to do. Now, an example, please, Rob.
When I finish university, I'm going to spend a year travelling.
I'm going to spend a year travelling. That sounds like an exciting plan. And another, please.
Simon and Ibrahim are going to spend the whole weekend playing football.
So Simon and Ibrahim have some interesting plans too, but do they seem very similar to arrangements, would you say, Emma?
Well, yes, they do. We can often use either the present continuous or going to for future plans.
So we could say, I'm meeting some friends for a drink tonight.
Or you could say, I'm going to meet some friends for a drink tonight.
But sometimes we can only use going to. Here's an example.
It's really cold. I think it's going to snow.
It's going to snow. Now, that isn't a plan and it isn't an arrangement.
But the speaker can say what's going to happen based on the present situation, whatever is happening now.
And to do this, it's subject plus am, is or are, plus going to, plus an infinitive verb without to.
You're listening to bbclearningenglish.com.
And we're looking at present continuous for future arrangements and going to plus a verb to talk about future plans and arrangements. And things we know are going to happen based on the present situation.
That's right. So, Finn, are you doing anything interesting tonight?
Well, I'm taking my girlfriend to the theatre and the play is starting at 7 o'clock.
Very good. What are you going to see?
Aha. Emma, I do believe you're asking me questions about my future arrangements and plans. You asked me a yes, no, present continuous question.
Are you doing anything interesting tonight?
And you asked me a question word going to question.
What are you going to see? You're quite right, Finn. And I used a special short form of going to that we usually only find in informal spoken English. I said gonna. Gonna. It's very common in spoken English. What are you going to see?
That's right. The long form is, what are you going to see?
And the informal short form is, what are you going to see? What are you going to see?
Oh, well, I'll tell you later. But first, it's time for a quiz. So, question one. Imagine you're at a football match. Your team is playing really well. Do you say, A, I'm sure they're going to score a goal? Or do you say, B, I'm sure they are scoring a goal?
And the answer is A, I'm sure they are going to score a goal.
That's right. Based on the present situation, which is they're playing well, we can talk about a probable future situation with going to. I'm sure they're going to score a goal. Right. Question two, which is correct? A, we're gonna going by train. B, we're going go by train. Or C, we're gonna go by train.
It's C, We're gonna go by train. It's the shorter spoken form of we're going to go by train.
Very good. Now, number three. Which is the correct future sentence? A. Hurry up, the train is leaving. Or B. Hurry up, the train is going to leave in 10 minutes.
And the correct answer is B. The train is going to leave in 10 minutes. Sentence A needs a time expression to give it future meaning.
Yes, indeed. Well, I'm going to leave in a minute because I'm going to see a Shakespeare play with my girlfriend.
Ooh!
So I'll see you next time, Emma.
Don't forget, there's lots more about this on our website at bbclearningenglish.com. Bye!
Bye!